KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, windy, and 66 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy and cloudy and windy today, with chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly later this afternoon, a high around 70, and winds south at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning indicated three more deaths have been attributed to COVID-19 since Sunday's 10 a.m. report, for a total thus far, last check, of 1,845. The number of deaths attributed to pre-existing conditions statewide are 1,200, while deaths at long-term care facilities amount to 890, which is unchanged from Sunday. Officials say there are nearly 2,980, in fact, new confirmed cases of the virus, for a total since the pandemic began of 155,584. Cass County this morning reported four more positive cases of COVID for a total of 583. Double-digit positive case increases were reported in both Mills and Pottawatomie counties. The number of long-term care facility outbreaks remains at 92. Those care facilities report 2,858 positive cases and a little more than 1,200 recoveries. In Cass County, our three facilities, Atlantic Specialty Care, the Heritage House, and Griswold Rehabilitation and Health Care Center, have a combined total of 143 positive cases, with 34 recovered, and that is unchanged since Sunday. Harrison County has 298 cases among three facilities, with 210 recovered. Hospitalizations were up from 992 on Sunday to over 1,030 today, 1,034 to be precise. COVID patients in an ICU amount to 184 compared to 190 yesterday. Those admitted to a hospital since 10 a.m. Sunday amount to 152 compared to 181 yesterday, and there are 82 persons on a ventilator compared to 77 on Sunday. In western and southwest Iowa, there are 65 COVID patients in a hospital compared to 59 Sunday. 21 are in an ICU, that's one more than yesterday. Six people were admitted compared to four on Sunday, and there are currently four people on a ventilator, that's two more than yesterday. The health department reports 1,038,174 Iowans have been tested for COVID-19. The state received 10,700 lab results in the previous day, with 2,952 positive results and nearly 8,000 negative results at 7,964. The state's individual positivity rate was up this morning to 15%, and the daily rolling average is at 19.9%. The total number of negative results since the onset of the pandemic amount to 880,844. You can take a look at the county-by-county numbers in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. It will be updated again after 10 a.m. with the latest 24-hour totals. The Trump administration has tried to erect a protective shield around nursing homes, but coronavirus cases are surging within facilities in states that are hard hit by the latest wave of COVID-19. An analysis of federal data from 20 states, including Iowa, for the Associated Press, finds that new weekly cases among residents rose nearly fourfold from the end of May to late October, from about 1,100 to nearly 4,300. Resident deaths are more than doubled, from 318 a week ago to 699, according to University of Chicago health researchers. The administration says nursing home outbreaks involve complex dynamics, and the government has provided billions of dollars to help nursing homes, as well as thousands of fast test machines. In other news, the Camm Community School District's Board of Education will meet during a regular session this evening, beginning at 6:30 at the Camm High School Superintendent Office. Discussion and or action items on their agenda include, but not limited to, opening bids and approving a contract for snow removal, considering bids for a truck purchase, resolution approving the Revenue Purpose Statement, or RPS, ordering an election on an RPS to authorize expenditures from revenue received from the State Secure and Advanced Vision Fund, or education, that's a SAVE fund, and ordering the publication of a notice of election. Also, they'll discuss and or act on facility studies and community meetings. A man from Pottawatomie County died Friday morning during a motorcycle accident north of Glenwood. The Iowa State Patrol reports 58-year-old Larry Gerritsen of Council Bluffs was operating a 1978 Kawasaki KZ-1000 northbound on 221st Street at around 8:10 a.m. when, for reasons unknown, the cycle left the road and entered the north ditch. The machine struck a fallen tree and a road sign, causing Gerritsen to be thrown into a ditch. Authorities say he was wearing a helmet, but Gerritsen died at the scene from his injuries. The accident remained under investigation. State Patrol was assisted at the scene by Glenwood Fire and Rescue and the Mills County Sheriff's Office. A Council Bluffs man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for two sexual assaults. 40-year-old Richard Seymour Jr. was sentenced after he pled guilty to second-degree sexual abuse and third-degree sexual abuse as part of a deal with prosecutors. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Melina Dobson said these latest crimes are the fourth and fifth sexual assault convictions on Seymour's record. Dobson said the most recent offenses occurred in July and August of 2019 after Seymour befriended women whom he worked with and invited them to his apartment and then attacked him. Seymour will have to register as a sex offender after he is released from prison. Red Oak police on Saturday arrested a man and woman on two counts each of tampering with a witness. Authorities say 41-year-old Tyler Jeffrey Jennings and 35-year-old Erica Joanne Driver, both of Red Oak, were arrested Saturday and held on $2,000 bond each in the Montgomery County Jail. Officials of the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said Sunday that Shelby County is currently in extreme fire danger and is in a burn ban until further notice. Therefore, no outdoor burning due to the winds, the dry conditions, and other factors. It's just not safe to burn right now. There have been numerous field and grass fires over the weekend in that area. Montgomery County Auditor and Commissioner of Elections Stephanie Burke Saturday said in accordance with Iowa code, the Iowa Secretary of State's office has ordered a post-election audit of the November 3rd general election. By random selection, Precinct 4, which is the Elliott Community Building, will be the precinct audited. Montgomery County Auditor's Office will conduct that audit this Thursday beginning at 1:30 p.m. It'll take place in the basement meeting room of the courthouse at 105 East Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak and is open to the public. All ballots cast in Jasper County in this year's general election were recounted this past weekend, and a hand recount will be done today in a precinct in Mingo. The preliminary results added to vote tallies from the 23 other counties in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District show Democratic candidate Rita Hart now leading Republican Marionette Miller-Meeks by 163 votes. The Secretary of State ordered the recount after Jasper County Auditor Dennis Parrott notified state officials that a clerical error in his office had given Miller, Meeks, and other candidates on the ballot too many votes out of the Mingo precinct. Parrott said Saturday's recount came up with a tally that he expected,
which was the corrected results that we sent to the Secretary of State on Thursday. So I'm very happy, very elated. The process is a perfect process. It catches things.
Miller, Meeks' campaign has questioned the auditor's operation and asked Parrott to provide more information about the error. Parrott says he stands by the result of the recount, which was done in presence of election observers.
It was watched by many eyes. It was very transparent. You saw everything that took place.
All results are still unofficial until tomorrow when the Jasper County Board of Supervisors convenes to conduct what's called the official canvass. There's no declared winner in Iowa's 2nd Congressional District race yet. It's possible one or both campaigns may see recounts in selected precincts or in certain counties. Iowa casino officials worry that they will lose business when several Nebraska casinos now open that voters in the state have approved gambling. Iowa officials say they worry that when casinos are built in Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska, they could hurt Iowa gaming revenues, particularly in Council Bluffs, where there are four casinos operating. Other Iowa border towns with casinos include Sioux City, Ottawa, and Sloan. Wes Ericke, president of the Iowa Gaming Administration and Association, said the development of casinos in Nebraska could be another blow to Iowa casinos that are already reeling from the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.